Mahodaya. Greetings to all from wherever you are joining. Our body is also called as Annamaya Kosha. Annamaya Kosha is the outer sheath. Within that one, other sheaths are there, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya Kosha. These are the layers. The center of all, Annamaya, Pranamaya on the other side, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya on the other side, at the center, like a king, is Manomaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha is like a king. It holds the key for the, whether you want to go outside or inside, it holds the key for our path. It's like Manomaya Kosha is the king, and it holds the key for our evolution. Our Annamaya Kosha body is called as a packaging. Last week I talked about body is like a packaging, and outer packaging, and the product is mind. However great is the packaging, if the product is not good, you cannot impress others for long. Product is not good, great packaging. Yes, one off buying is there. There won't be any repeat customer. If you want to have a value for you, if you want to improve the brand value for your product, yourself, not only the outer packaging, you must pay attention to your inner product. Inner product enrichment, that mind, you have to pay attention to the mind. We are impelled by following the trend. Whatever outside is there, we are just following the norm. If you are born in family born the eating non-vegetarian, for example, we say this is our family tradition we are following. But consciously you have to change something. Yes, it is a family tradition. We have been eating, drinking alcohol and eating meat. That is the family tradition. It is an action and reaction. It is a coming and it is a following the trend. But to break that one, conscious effort is required. Conscious effort required to change the tradition. It is called as sadhana. The otherwise, we are always saying that we are caught up in the karma of action and reaction. There is no freedom in our life. Whether we are acting or reacting, we don't know. But to change consciously our path, that is called a sadhana. Yes, I have been doing that one. Now I have to change. The changing part is called a sadhana. How you eat, the food you take, the social circle, and your lifestyle, everything, you follow a trend, but to change the trend, go against your mind, general, like water is flowing down, you have to change the water course in another direction, mind flow another direction, that is called as sadhana. To do the sadhana, Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about sadhana is not easy. In effort, I said for the sadhana, come to face-to-face class. Cold winter. My trend is I don't want to do. I want to be in a cozy area. But sadhana requires people who are so keen on sadhana, they go to Himalaya also. In search of a teacher, they are willing to go. We are not interested in coming out 2 kilometers away. That sadhana, so much of the energy is required to break the trend and create a new path. In the candle, wax is flowing in one direction. to make the wax to flow in another direction, you have to dig a deeper groove so that it can flow. To flow the, to come out of the effect of karma and the action and reaction, you have to do the sadhana so that you are, there is no, people say there is no freedom. Yes, there is a freedom. Those who do the sadhana, they can lay the path for them in another direction. It is up to you whether you can lay the path. Shri Krishna talks about yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sapna avabhodasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. This making a right choice in your life is yoga. For that person, yogo bhavati dukkaha, that person will come out of the shackles of action and reaction, creates the path for freedom, yukta ahara, one who takes a mindful decision, mindfully living. This mindful living, it is called as sadhana. Mindful living, the right now the world is the mindlessly living. On the 17th, they were saying that in the north of China, the place recorded the highest temperature, 52 degrees. Whole of America is boiling. Europe is boiling. This year alone, they say in Italy, more than 18,000 people died because of the heat. Last year in Europe, more than 61,000 died because of the heat. We don't care. We are only reckless living. We are going in one direction. Consciously, we have to change our lifestyle. It requires effort. It requires the, you have to go against the trend and to motivate people. That conscious living, mindful living, it is, this mindful living in yoga, it is also called as ahimsa. Ahimsa means you are not a burden to yourself, you are not burden to others. This mindful living in yoga, it is called as ahimsa. When one is established in ahimsa, around that person, there is the abundance, prosperity, glory is there. In Patanjali, talks about ahimsa pratishtayam tat sannidho vairatyagaha. In that person's surrounding, there is abundance, there is prosperity, there is peace, serenity. This, what yoga is talking about, you have to start living mindfully. What you are doing, will it be beneficial immediately and in the long term? Maybe immediately it's a great thrill drinking alcohol and killing animals, but is it in the long term, is it sustainable? Last week I talked about in Africa that plants, the, if the giraffe start eating fruit from that plant, far away, another 1 kilometer away, that tree gets the signal from this tree. When tree can communicate, if animals are taken into slaughterhouse, won't they be communicating? That other animals also start secreting the hormones, anxiety hormone. Anxiety, it comes on to us. There is no mindful living. Mindful living, change has to happen from us. Mindfully, we have to live, and to live the mindful living, we have to have a body. Body also must be compliant. The mind is called as a king, body is a slave. Like the obedient slave, body should be cooperating, body should be flexible, body should be agile, body should be dynamic, so that mind can accomplish its purpose. Body should be a slave, should be flexible. For that, yoga helps in the, as a great supporter, it helps the mind to accomplish great things. Mind, when the body is cooperating and mind is agile, mind becomes resilient. When the mind becomes resilient, it can handle challenges in life. The body has a shelf life. The body has a shelf life, and whereas when the person dies, what happened to the mind? The mind stuff, the soul takes the mind, thought, mind stuff along with that one. Body drops, the whatever I'm thinking, the same pattern, the soul takes it along and packs it up, takes it. When the soul is born, that soul comes in and this mind stuff starts unpacking. The people, by changing, the Patanjali also tells, by mere changing the body, thought ways won't change. Whatever I have been doing past, same mistake I'm continuing to do. That leads to coming and going. Same thing, there is no upward progress in me. Progress in me, consciously you had to do. That is called a sadhana. Not by impelled by karma, action and reaction. What is consciously doing, impelled, you had to do the sadhana, so that you know when the mind stuff goes, when it gone into another body, I am doing the same thing. I haven't changed. Only the casing, packaging has changed, but inside I am the same old habit, old person. There is no evolution in my personality. For that, body is a limited shelf life, but mind, body, the it's a maximum. There is a limit for the body's to growth, but for the mind, there is no limit. Limit of expansion. Unlimited potential is there in the mind. Body is small. Body follows the trend of a inverted bucket. Bucket, body strength. Body strength goes up to the youth, 25, 28, 30. After that, strength starts declining. Whereas the mind, it is not following the, if you do the sadhana, mind has a potential to continue to expand. Before the body drops, enrich the mind. Not to say, when nothing is possible, no work after retiring, I will pay attention to thinking. Yesterday in the car, Nagendra was saying, and I was remembering so many things. Now it is very difficult to remember. Why? I am waiting too long. When the body is able, enrich the mind. Enrich the mind, not to wait until the too late. You won't remember. Mind won't be, there won't be any progress. When the body is healthy, invest onto your mind and that get maximum. When the mind is enriched, nourishes the soul. That is why soul is taking the mind to various bodies. You like, we go to hotel, that restaurant, the soul is taking. You want to enjoy? Go there. You want to enjoy? Are you happy? No, I'm not happy. Are you want to go? No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Soul is taking. When the mind is enriched, soul won't be taking you in all places and make you sad again. And this is the life sutra. Before the life, the body drops, enrich the mind and nourish the soul. Lie down on your back.